From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The U.S. Secretary of State says he's hopeful about doing something with Russia concerning the Battle of Aleppo. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he is hopeful about reaching agreement with Russia over the Syrian city of Aleppo, but that he was still waiting for certain feedback and input after meeting the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov at an Organization for Security and Cooperation meeting in Europe. In Hamburg, Germany, Kerry told reporters we're working on something here. Asked if he was confident about a breakthrough, Kerry said he was not confident, but that he was hopeful. Kremlin said on Wednesday that a potential U.S.-Russia deal to allow Syria rebels to safely leave Aleppo was still on the agenda. UN Syrian humanitarian advisor Jan Egeland says the United States and Russia are poles apart in trying to agree on terms for evacuations from the besieged East Aleppo. Secretary of State Kerry has warned his European counterparts about the threats posed by rising authoritarianism in Europe and around the world. Speaking Thursday at that meeting in Hamburg, Kerry said the rising trend in authoritarian thinking is accompanied by backsliding on human rights.
Bigotry, repression, and the silencing of dissent cannot become the new normal for any of us. Every chip away at the fundamentals of freedom is actually a ugly building block in the road to tyranny.
Kerry also said the conflict in eastern Ukraine and the Russian occupation of Crimea has persisted too long and called on the OSCE to continue efforts to negotiate a peaceful settlement of those issues. He added that ending the short-term violence must not obscure the longer-term needs of Ukraine. This is VOA News. Rescue workers in Indonesia are searching for people who might still be trapped a day after an earthquake struck Aceh province, while local officials appealed for medical supplies and other aid to help those left injured or without a home. The magnitude 6.5 earthquake has killed about 100 people and injured more than 600 others. It hit the northern end of Sumatra Island early Wednesday, bringing down dozens of buildings, with the Pidijaya district the hardest hit. Thousands of people spent the night in mosques and other temporary shelters while others slept outside. The government has declared a two-week state of emergency in Aceh. The Indonesian Red Cross distributed blankets, hygiene kits, and tarps to those affected by the earthquake and called for people to donate blood to help the injured. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's choice to lead the Environmental Protection Agency is a key critic of President Barack Obama's plan to address climate change by slashing carbon emissions from the nation's power plants. Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt was one of the officials from 27 states who filed a lawsuit in January seeking to block the Clean Power Plan, which, through the EPA, called for states to come up with ways to reduce overall emissions by 32% below 2005 levels by 2030. At the same time, the amount of energy produced using renewable sources would rise. Montana Senator Stephen Dane said he appreciates Pruitt's work opposing Obama's plan, saying, "I look forward to watching him dismantle the EPA's Clean Power Plan piece by piece as EPA administrator." Trump's spokeswoman, Kellyanne Conway, was asked about the selection.
Attorney General Pruitt has great qualifications and a good record as the AG of Oklahoma, and there were a number of qualified candidates for that particular position that the president-elect interviewed, and he settled on Attorney General Pruitt, and we'll look forward to the confirmation hearing.
Trump has given varying views on climate change, saying in recent years it was a hoax, but telling the New York Times last month there is some connectivity with the actions of humans. Trump announced a few appointments Wednesday, including former professional wrestling executive Linda McMahon to head the Small Business Association and retired General John Kelly to lead the Department of Homeland Security. McMahon, a failed contender for the U.S. Senate and an early supporter of Trump's presidential campaign, is expected to play a key role in Trump's efforts to generate more U.S. jobs. Pakistani military helicopters Thursday ferried remains of plane crash victims to the capital of Islamabad, as aviation authorities said they opened a probe into the crash that killed 47 passengers and crew the day before in the country's northwest. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.